Yasher Koch, good morning all. So we last left off in our discussions about the halachos of lulav and esrog, and in particular, we need to understand the law of needing to own the lulav and esrog on the first, and in our case, the first 2 days of Yontif. And there is a critical pasuk that tells us that the mitzvah of lulav and esrog is lachem. It has to be for you. It has to be your own personal object, and therefore, it's incumbent upon everyone to own their own lulav and esrog. Now, back in the day, this was exceedingly more complicated because people did not have as much money and they were living in much more poorer towns, and so sometimes they would have an esrog that belonged to the entire community. Everyone maybe had their own lulav, but the esrog belonged to the entire community and they would all take turns sharing it. Nonetheless, even though that's not the case nowadays, there is a situation that does come up that you do have someone that perhaps they forgot to purchase a lulav and esrog, or maybe they had an esrog with a pitom and it broke off and it became invalidated, and so therefore, how does one go about borrowing someone else's lulav and esrog on the first day of Sukkot, or in our case again, the first 2 days of Sukkot, when technically it is an obligation to own the actual lulav and esrog? And so our rabbis conjured up this wonderful idea of a matana amnach lahachzir, that you give it as a gift, but it's meant to be given back to you. In other words, that the person says, I am giving you the lulav and esrog as this present, you will own it for the time being, but then eventually you are going to give it back to me. So it's very simple. All I do is I own my lulav and esrog and I shake it, and then I give it to someone else saying that you have to give it back to me in a few minutes, but for these few minutes you own it explicitly, and so therefore that person is allowed to go ahead and shake it and then give it back to the other person, and it's assumed that everyone owns it in the process. There are two additional caveats to this. And number one is that when it comes to a child, meaning someone who is below the age of bar mitzvah, this is not something that we can do because we believe halachically that a child has the ability to acquire something, but that he does not necessarily have the ability to give something back to someone else on a halachic level. And therefore, if you do that to a child, it's a matana, it's a gift, but it's not lahachzir, not to return, because they can't give it back. The other interesting question is when it comes to someone's wife. So many women, as they rightfully should want to, shake the lulav and esrog on yontif, but for some reason, many people have the custom that they only have the husband buy one and the woman does not buy one. And so how does your wife go about shaking it if she does not technically own it? And the answer is, well, she does kind of own it, because ishto kegufo, your wife and you are like the same person, and therefore, as a result, even if you want to call it the matana amanas lachzir, whatever you want to refer to it as, absolutely she should shake it, and she has the ability to shake it, and perhaps you should even purchase one for her, but that's a conversation for another time. But for now, we will conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani.